So this is meant as a meditation to help you rest more deeply or sleep better. And many of those who suffer post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, they find themselves lying awake at night, not being able to fall asleep, having busy thoughts, racing thoughts, or just feeling very, very activated. Now, generally, it starts with a thought of, why am I not sleeping? I need to sleep because I have to get up earlier in the morning to go to work, etc. Or it could be any kind of thoughts that take over. Now, I want you first to see that when those thoughts kick in, they create a division between what is, which is you can't sleep, obviously, and then the desire that you want to sleep or you want to be unconscious for some period of time. And those two states of mind, they create division because you're holding two frames, two mind frames, two state of minds active at the same time, and they're opposites of each other. So that gives friction. So understanding that, starting to understand that, could you see if you can start with negating those thought patterns? So not forcing yourself to sleep any further, letting go of that need, that expectation, that desire of yourself, and kind of taking a step back and kind of holding or meeting that sensation of I'm not sleeping. That's a fact, that's a reality. And as you do that, see if you can connect with that not being able to fall asleep or not sleeping. How is your body at this moment? Are you fidgeting? Are you moving? Are your thoughts racing? Are they pulling you in a certain direction? And just be aware of that. Be aware of what your thoughts are doing. But not giving it further importance, kind of coming back to the body all the time, negating that movement of thought. And especially those thoughts that insist on needing to sleep, needing to dissociate, needing to escape, needing to disconnect. And coming closer to just being with that state of awakeness, even if it's uncomfortable, even if there's activation, anxiety, depression, whatever it might be for you. But also not to get too focused on what you feel or sense. Gently holding the attention within the body. And yes, you might not be sleeping, but you might be practicing active meditation by observing what's going on. And you can find different ways or different entrances to calm down. You could be following the breath, the movement of the breathing, going in, going out, where the breathing is mostly focused in the body, as if it's the chest. Just notice that if it's quite superficial. And as you bring awareness to the breathing, even if it's superficial, that very awareness as a byproduct causes the diaphragm to relax a little bit, causes the breathing to move into the belly a bit. Not because you're forcing it, because you're wanting it, but because you're practicing staying with what is, bringing awareness to the body, the sensations, the breath. And allow it to deepen gently, breathing into your arms, breathing into your legs, and you might notice that you've shifted the energy that normally gets invested into thought, and therefore creating more division, conflict, friction, duality. It now gets channeled into being with the body as it is, and that very following of what is gives a sense of relaxation by giving space to the emotions, sensations, feelings. And you can deepen that, letting go of the need to want to sleep. And you can also, as another exercise, feel the different parts of your body, perhaps starting at your feet. See if they're tense. See if you can feel them. And gently on moving the attention into the calves, the knees. See if they hold any tension. And again, as you bring awareness to that tension, not by forcing it, by bringing the attention, but by bringing the attention there, you might feel relaxation setting in into that area of the body. And so on, the upper legs. The pelvic area, pelvic floor, buttocks, hamstrings, lower back area. And simultaneously see if you can breathe into that area as you bring the attention in that area. And move further up into your belly area. And if you notice any particular tensions, don't get too focused on it. Don't get pulled into it if it might be overwhelming. But get a general sense of it. Okay, there's tension, or I feel something. Breathing into it. Giving space to it. The lower back area, the diaphragm, where very often we hold tensions to keep ourselves separated from emotions, from feeling emotions, from feeling overwhelmed, confronted. And gently allow the breath to connect the two parts of your body, your belly area and your chest area. And from there on, your upper back area. See if you can expand the chest area in all directions, front, back and sides. And the throat and neck area, going into the arms. Tracking sensations, tracking if there are any tensions, bringing the breath in those areas. And what you're actually doing is you're processing, you're containing, inviting relaxation through using the body. And you might find that as you do this on your own, that you fall asleep somewhere in the process. Not because you're forcing yourself to sleep, which obviously hasn't been working for you, but because you're bringing attention to what is and allowing the body to deeply rest within itself. Channeling that thought, that channeling that energy that went into thought into body awareness, observation. And enjoy the spaciousness that it might give you. And keep practicing this on your own. Take more time for it.